Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Mike Serpe.
Here.
Wayne Kessel is excused. Deb Scarta.
Here.
Jim Bandura.
Here.
Judy Juliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skelbeck is excused. Brock Williamson.
Here.
Quorum present. Looking for approval of the minutes of the May 29th meeting. What's your pleasure?
Move to approve. Second.
Motion made a second for approval of the May 29th Plan Commission minutes. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Correspondence, Jean?
I have none this evening.
Citizens' comments. We have one item tonight on the agenda. It's a public hearing. If you wish to speak on that item, hold it till that item is called. If there's anything else that you wish to address this commission on, now's your time to speak. We just ask that you approach the podium and give us your name and address. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the citizen comments, open up new business. Item A and B will be taken together. Item A is a certified survey map, Gene. And item B, I'm sorry, is a conditional use permit, including site and operational plan.
Gene. Item A is to consider the request of Rita Qualls, agent on behalf of We Energies, for approval of a certified survey map to subdivide the property generally located on the west side of 120th Avenue or the East Frontage Road, about a quarter mile north of 122nd Street, into two parcels and create a lot for the construction of a new electric distribution substation. The second item B, consideration of a conditional use permit, including site and operational plans, for the request of Rita Qualls, agent on behalf of We Energies, for the construction of a new electric distribution substation that will take high voltage electricity from the 128 kV transmission lines and decrease or step down of the voltage to 24.9 kV on property generally located on the west side of 120th Avenue, about a quarter mile north of 122nd Street. The new substation, referred to as a state line substation, will be used to deliver electricity to area homes and businesses. These items are related, will be discussed at the same time, however, separate actions are required. As part of the public hearing record, the village staff has compiled a listing of findings, exhibits, and conclusions regarding the petitioner's requests as presented and described below as part of the staff comments. Under findings, one, We Energies is proposing to construct a new electric distribution substation that will take high voltage electricity from the 128 kV transmission lines and decrease or step down the voltage to 24.9 kV on the property generally located on the west side of 120th Avenue, about a quarter mile north of 122nd Street. The new substation, referred to as State Line Substation, will be used to deliver electricity to area homes and businesses. Exhibit 1 has the application and the plans. Number 2, Lot 1 of the proposed certified survey map, provided as Exhibit 2, will be acquired by We Energies from Riverview Group, LLC, for the proposed substation. Lot 1 will be 6.9817 acres with frontage on 120th Avenue. A portion of the lot has wetlands, which were field verified and are currently zoned C1, Lowland Resource Conservancy District. The wetlands on the property will be preserved. The remainder of the lot is zoned M5, Production Manufacturing District. Number 3, the M5 District allows, with the approval of conditional use permit, a utility substation. Number 4, the transmission portion of the substation will be an outdoor bus consisting of 3 sections and 3 outdoor circuit breakers. The distribution portion of the station will have 2 transformers for added reliability of the substation and a power distribution center containing the indoor distribution circuit breakers and control equipment. The new substation equipment will include modern technology, such as microprocessor-based protective devices and other equipment which will allow remote substation control and monitoring. Number 5, the substation construction will include installation of 2 70 MVA transformers and associated equipment. The construction will also include installation of a pre-assembled metal-clad PDC, high-voltage switches and reclosers, high-voltage bus equipment, and other associated equipment and structures. The PDC switch gear will house indoor-type circuit breakers and associated controls for 10 24.9 kV feeders, along with other electrical equipment and instruments. The PDC and other pole-type structures will be neutral gray color, either painted or galvanized steel. Additionally, American Transmission Company, or ATC, will construct an outdoor transmission bus, including outdoor circuit breakers, disconnects, and additional equipment to the transmission system. Sixth, downward shining exterior floodlighting will be located around the yard and above the entry door of the PDC. The lights will operate as motion controlled or manually, only as necessary for construction, security, and maintenance purposes. Security fencing will surround the substation, an 8-foot, 6-inch in height, using no-cut expanded metal fencing material topped with barbed wire rampart. The substation will also include an electronic card reader access system, as well as motion sensing security cameras that are monitored by We Energy's central security. Number 7, access to the site will be provided by an asphalt-paved access road driveway that connects to 120th Avenue. The substation will be constructed per a site and stormwater plan that meets Wisconsin DNR requirements, as well as any other regulatory permit requirements. Number 8, construction of the substation is expected to begin in August of 2019 and completed by May of 2020. Materials and equipment will be delivered directly to the site by truck periodically during construction. Construction activity will typically occur Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and as needed on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. During construction, dust controls will be utilized as needed. Additionally, measures will be taken as needed to keep 120th Avenue clear of construction-related debris. Refuse generated from the construction activity will be removed from the site regularly during construction. After construction activities are complete, all remaining refuse and construction materials will be completely removed from the site. Number 9, after the new substation equipment is placed into service, the substation will return to operation as an unmanned facility. No permanent employees will be located or report to the substation on a daily basis. Employees may access the substation for routine maintenance or non-emergency, normally between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. In addition, substation inspections are performed quarterly by one- or two-person crews. And it is unlikely, in the unlikely event of an emergency, employees may report to the substation as necessary. The employees performing maintenance and inspections of the substation typically drive light vans or pickup trucks. We Energy's contractors and employees may occasionally report to the site in larger maintenance vehicles, bucket trucks, or personnel vehicles. The normal operation of the substation will not produce any future refuse or contaminants to the environment. Surrounding landscaping will be maintained by We Energy's personnel or contractors. Number 10, the property owner and all of the abutting and adjacent property owners within 300 feet were notified via U.S. mail on May 31, 2018, and notices were published in the Kenosha News on June 11 and June 18, 2018, regarding the public hearing. Number 11, the petitioner received a copy of this village staff report via email on June 22, 2018. And 12, according to the village ordinance, the plan commission shall not approve a conditional use permit unless they find, after viewing the findings of fact, the application and related materials, and the information presented at the public hearing, that the project as planned will not violate the intent of the or purpose of the village ordinances and meets the minimum standards for a granting of a conditional use permit. In addition, the Plan Commission shall not approve a site and operational plan application without finding in their decision that the application, coupled with the satisfaction of any conditions of approval, will comply with all applicable village ordinance requirements and will comply with all other requirements of federal, state, or local statutes, regulations, or ordinances as they relate to land use, buildings, development control, land division, environmental protection, sewer, water, and storm service, streets, highways, and fire protection. With that, I'd like to continue, as this is a public hearing for the conditional use permit.
Item B is a public hearing, but the commission will entertain comments from both items A and B, but separate votes on both. This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak?
The petitioner is here. They should come up and address the plan commission.
Petitioner, wish to come up and just name an address before you start.
James Kilma, representing We Energies, 221 West Everett Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Pat Adams, We Energies, 231 West Michigan Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Anything that you wish to add to this?
No, we could answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Okay, we'll close the public hearing and open up the comments and questions from the commission. Jean?
So one of the questions, I know that you're seeking approvals this summer, but you're actually not going to start construction until next summer. So why so far in advance do you need to seek approvals for these requests?
We're attempting to get approval before we close purchasing the property.
And how long will it take to construct the substation?
As stated, it was August 2019, and we'll do civil and site work in the fall, and then electrical construction will be the first half of 2020. So we hope to be done by May of 2020.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions?
I would guess the obvious question, why not use the facility that's already there as opposed to putting up a new facility?
Has to do with this is a distribution substation, so distance, proximity. The power plant is pretty far from a lot of your new development, your new customers. This is right across from the new business park as well as another business park on the other side of I-94 and Haribo development.
Gotcha.
What's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman?
More questions?
Can I ask one question?
Nathan?
I know in other communities with transmission lines in particular, there have been payments to communities and counties and so forth. Those transmission lines have bisected. Is there plans with this and ATC, is that a consideration that's coming forth from PSC? Are you aware?
I guess I don't totally understand the question. ATC is responsible for their portion. We are located right directly abutting their transmission existing corridor. It's just the south of our property line. So they're just going to tap transmission lines right into the station. That's one of the reasons we chose this location. And there is a standard agreement as far as our substation for payments or in lieu of property taxes.
I was under the impression that there might be an improvement or an upgrade to that transmission line as well, so that's the only reason why I was asking.
Yeah, not this line, but I think they are doing an expansion on the line south through the Spring Valley substation.
Okay.
Just a curious question here. Now that the power plant has been shut down, where's the main feed coming from that's feeding this area?
The lines come south from all the way from Oak Creek all the way down through Illinois. The transmission system's connected north to south.
Okay.
Mike?
We also have plants, the smaller gas plants, Concord and other places down south.
Question to Gene. Is there any timeline stipulated in the village comments? I didn't see anything because they're starting so late and having it completed.
No, we have not set any type of time frame for a start or finish.
Do we need to?
And that's why I specifically asked them on the record as to what they're anticipating with respect to a start and finish.
Do we need to, or does it?
I don't think so. I mean, the comments that they made tonight are included as part of the public record. The public record is included as part of the facts of finding, and so that'll be part of the conditional use.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's based on their timing. It may happen quicker if need be. Maybe you address that.
It could possibly happen a little bit quicker. We went with the May as being that's the absolute last date. We are working with the developers that are working with you, so this schedule does meet the needs of your new developments.
Okay.
In as much as this is a distribution substation, is power going back up on one of those lines? Are you going to hang another line up there to service the business park that you're talking about?
The transmission lines will come in just to the west of our plan, right from the south. All our distribution exits and stuff will be underground.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Any other comments or questions? Take item A first, a certified survey map. What's your pleasure?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the certified survey map. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. And now the approval, or your pleasure on the conditional use permit.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the conditional use permit. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item C is a final site and operational plans, including the DSIS agreement and access easement for Freighter South.
Jean? Trustee Serpe, item C is to consider the request of David Carbel of Partners in Design Architects on behalf of Freighter South, Inc. for approval of final site and operational plans, including the DSIS agreement and access easement for the Freighter South Medical Office Building to be located west of Old Green Bay Road, north of Highway 165 in the Main Street Market Development. The Freighter Medical Office Building is proposed to consist of four floors at approximately 12,500 square feet each, totaling about 50,000 square feet of buildable space. The building will have multiple entrances on two levels. The west side of the building will be four stories with a covered entry facing Highway 31. The topography rises to the east, so the east side of the building will have a three-story elevation and a covered entry facing Old Green Bay Road. The building's exterior materials will consist of brick, stone, and window glazing in the same architectural prairie style and colors as the Freighter South St. Catherine's Medical Center campus on Highway 50 in the Prairie Ridge development. The first floor will house physician suites that provide physical therapy, occupational therapy, imaging, and support functions for each suite. In addition, the CT scan and MRI units are being planned for a future date. The second floor houses a family practice physician suite as well as immediate care suite. The third and fourth floors will be shell space, but is anticipated to house Freighter South physician suites. The hours of operation for the various services will be Monday through Friday from approximately 6 a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. and Saturdays from approximately 7 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Sunday operations may occur based on patient demand, but would be for limited hours. Initially, there will be 15 full-time and 10 part-time employees. At full build-out of all four floors, it's anticipated that there will be 60 full-time equivalent jobs created. There are 244 parking spaces, including six handicapped accessible spaces on the site, with parking and sidewalk pedestrian interconnections and cross-access driveway and parking easements within the abutting future Main Street Market development users. The DSIS, which is the Digital Security Imaging System, will be installed on the property pursuant to the requirements of Chapter 410 of the Municipal Ordinance in accordance with the DSIS agreement and DSIS access easement. The system shall be operational prior to occupancy. Previous approvals for this project: on January 15, 2018, the Village Board conditionally approved a master conceptual plan for the proposed 50,000-square-foot medical office building. On March 26, 2018, the Plan Commission approved preliminary site and operational plans to begin the mass grading, underground utilities, and early footing and foundation construction for the medical office building, and this activity has commenced on the site. In addition, this development shall be in compliance with the Village-approved Main Street Market development plans, the tax shortfall agreement with the Main Street Market Planned Unit Development Ordinance, and the TID No. 6 project plan for the Main Street Market development as approved by the Village Board on April 16, 2018. For occupancy, Freighter South began grading work in May for the medical office building, and the building and the site are anticipated to be completed and operational by late spring of 2019. There should be representatives here. They're there from the architectural firm as well as the hospital if you have any questions for them.
Susan, do you have anything to add? Anything? Okay. Before we open up for comments, what's the fate of the 165 road work in the traffic study?
So the traffic study is complete. The staff is working with the DOT and their consultants to finalize the MOU, which will be coming before the Plan Commission, the board, in July and early August for the board. There are some things that we need to tweak with respect to the development plans. My understanding is the developer has made the acquisitions, or at least has contracts for the right-of-way that they were looking for south of 165. The village is working to acquire the right-of-way as needed for Old Green Bay Road on the east side from the condo association. And So traffic signals, the TIA has been correctly modified so that there are traffic signals that are proposed as part of that TIA, both at 165 and Old Green Bay Road and Green Bay Road and Main Street. There were some modifications, and that has been reevaluated. Also, this the TIA has is being or the MOU is being rewritten to address that there's like three phases broken up into up to three phases. The freighter piece with respect to the turn lanes and things that they need from Old Green Bay Road, as well as the improvements to 165 in Green Bay Road, and then the final piece. Again, depending on developability of the property and how quickly things move, they might be able to compress those phases. But right now, it's broken up into like three phases so that occupancy of the Freighter Medical Office building is not hindered by, you know, the second and third phases of the construction. So all of that is being worked out as we speak, and even the development plans we're working with the DOT and I think it's Pinnacle on those as well. And again, the intent is in July to have the MOU back to the Plan Commission for formal approval and then to have it go to the Village Board.
Good. Comments or questions from the Commission? What's your pleasure?
I move that the Plan Commission approve the final site and operational plans, including the DSIS agreement and access easement, subject to the comments and conditions of the Village staff report of June 25th, 2018.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Item D. This is a time extension for central storage. Gene?
Item D is the request of Jack Williams on behalf of Central Storage Warehouse Corporation for an 18-month time extension until July 3rd, 2020 for the conditionally approved site and operational plans for the construction of the 18,000-square-foot addition to their facility, which is located at 7895th Street in the Lakeview Corporate Park. The Village staff received a request from Jack Williams for an 18-month extension to comply with the conditional approval of the site and operational plans. Again, this is for an 18,000-square-foot addition to the existing Central Storage and Warehouse Company, or CSW, located at 7895th Street in the Corporate Park. On December 11, 2018, the Plan Commission had conditionally approved the site and operational plans for the proposed addition to the west side of the building, and this included a 15,425-square-foot freezer space and the remainder being dock space, with four new loading dock doors facing to the south. In addition, nine parking spaces will be added on the east side of the building. And again, as noted on the screen, employment upon completion of that addition, there would be 36 full-time and two part-time employees. A Village staff recommends approval and is requesting Plan Commission approval for the time extension request until July 3rd, 2020 of the conditionally approved site and operational plans, subject to compliance with the attached January 3rd, 2018 approval letter and compliance with any Village ordinance amendments that may be made since that original approval.
Mr. Chairman, Gene, is there any indication that their expansion in Mount Pleasant is connected to this delay?
I do not know. I don't know.
Okay. Not expansion, they're going to build a new facility there. So.
I don't know. I don't know.
After this expansion, are they out of room?
Absolutely. At this site, on this property.
That's what I think. Okay. What's your pleasure?
I move that we approve the extension as requested.
A second to that?
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the extension. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.